ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Touch the tax cuts. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That's been a demand made by Republicans in negotiations on infrastructure spending, and we're told President Biden now, instead of raising the corporate tax rate, is proposing a 15% minimum tax rate for companies that pay less than that or no U.S. taxes. There are more talks today.
For the second time this week, President Biden is scheduled to speak with West Virginia Republican Shelley Moore Capito on forging a path forward on infrastructure investments.
The president's bottom line is he's not going to raise taxes on people making less than $400,000 a year. He's proposed a lot of different options that don't cross that red line.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there's no new deadline on reaching an agreement. In a meeting with Capito Wednesday, the president lowered his total infrastructure spending plan and indicated reallocating some COVID relief dollars, though far less than Republicans say is available. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Trump administration White House counsel Don McGahn meets with members of the House Judiciary Committee today, 2 years after he first ignored a subpoena to testify. The meeting's part of a federal court agreement, with questions only allowed about information publicly available in the special counsel Mueller report on Russian election meddling and the Trump campaign. The monthly jobs report comes out this morning. Last month's was considered disappointing.
For May, economists are forecasting a pickup in hiring as more people get vaccinated and businesses offer higher pay and other incentives to attract workers. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal are predicting around 671,000 jobs were added during the month after gaining 266,000 in April, and that the unemployment rate fell to 5.9% in May from 6.1% in April. But even with a month of strong employment gains, the U.S. will still have millions of fewer jobs than it did before the pandemic struck.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. A new government report on UFOs finds no evidence any are alien spacecraft, but also no conclusion about what they are. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Russian government accuses FBI Director Chris Wray of being emotional when he described Russia as a haven for cybercriminals in an interview yesterday. Carnival's biggest cruise ship, the Mardi Gras, has arrived in Florida this morning and could now spend a while just sitting there.
She's Carnival's newest and largest, able to take on 6,500 passengers and 2,000 crew. She's longer than 1,100 feet, has 19 decks and an onboard roller coaster. But it might not be until August when the ship is cleared to take on paying voyagers and head to sea. The CDC still has a no-sail order in effect and is fighting with the state of Florida in court over requirements for proof of COVID-19 vaccinations.
Fox's Evan Brown. A retired Army officer giving a Memorial Day speech says he was censored by the event's organizers.
Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Barnard Kempter was offering a speech Monday in Hudson, Ohio on the origins of Memorial Day when he brought up freed slaves honoring fallen Civil War soldiers. The event organizer shut his mic off. Lieutenant Colonel Kempter says he was saddened to learn it wasn't a technical glitch but done deliberately. The mayor and city council in Hudson have condemned the action, and the commander of the American Legion Department of Ohio has asked for the resignation of two officers of the post that sponsored the event. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The Los Angeles Lakers are knocked out of the NBA playoffs.
No repeat champ in the NBA this year.
Here we go with Booker. Another three. Oh! Booker cannot miss. He is on automatic.
Call call courtesy of TNT. Devin Booker with 6 three-pointers in the first quarter alone. He finishes with a game-high 47 points as the Phoenix Suns beat the LA Lakers 113-100, winning the series 4-2 and advancing the postseason for the first time in 11 years. The Suns will be facing the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference semifinals as Nikola Jokic and Michael Porter Jr. combine for 62 points to give the Nuggets a 126-115 win over the Portland Trailblazers. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
It's Friday. ESPN 93.5 3-Day Weller brought to you by your friends at Busey Bank. They've been around over 150 years at Busey.com, B-U-S-E-Y.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We're up to 88 with the sunshine clear and a low 64 into the evening tonight. Tomorrow, 89, 65 our low. Mostly mostly sunny again on Sunday with a high 87 expected. Mm-hmm. Down to 69. We're currently at 68 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Well, it's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. It's a great day in the history of mankind. Today, our triplets were born 24 years ago today.
All right.
There's about a handful of days in your life you'll remember forever, and this is one of them for me. I was on the radio that morning.
Yeah,
we were scheduled.
I think the community rallied around you.
Well, it was the highest rated Springs of my life, and Janet said, we're not doing that again, so it was extraordinary. I was on the radio. Back in the day, I was on from 5:30 to 10 a.m., and I left the air, I think, at 8:30 to go pick Janet up. At the time, we looked 2 minutes in the radio, so I picked her up. We drove in. We were scheduled to have, it was like a procedure. She'd gone as far as anybody had let her go, 38 weeks, 52 inches around, 16 pounds, 2 ounces of babies in there.
Okay.
We didn't know that until it happened, but it was a miraculous event. I'm part of a team. 0.1% have had the blessing of having triplets. So we're thankful, excited. I think the kids are going to be on today. So
Dr. Powell was part of that, wasn't
Dr.
he?
Dr. Ralph Hale was the specialist. Roger Powell was baby doctor. Ralph Kale is still working at Carl, Dr. Kale. We became buddies. He was probably happy it was over because I kept pretending I know what I'm doing. But it was 17 medical personnel at Carl with us, 17.
So you're not cutting the cord on that activity.
It goes too fast. Yeah. I was there and Janet was, you know, laying down and I had a video camera and they said, do you want to do that? I'm going, yeah, I think. I've never done this.
Right.
So we did all of that, and it was within 1 minute, three babies. It was a miracle, and I got to be there. It was 12:18, 12:18:30, 12:19, just after noon. And till last, like a year ago, Janet didn't know. I never said one baby's name till she announced it. She never knew that. But Dr. Mike Hill was one of the pediatricians in that room with us, and he was holding Grace and said, who do I have here? And I said, you have to ask her mother.
Uh-huh. That's a good way to play it, Steve.
Okay, we'll get it rolling, but I think the kids will be on this morning a little later on, so stand by.
Sounds good.
Okay, we're going to talk to Frank V. Vernuccio here in just a moment. Frank's with the New York Analysis of Policy and Government, served in both Republican and Democratic administrations. And the whole infrastructure thing, you know, I think every single human on this great American soil would say roads, bridges, you know, stuff, infrastructure, stuff that builds and kind of keeps and maintains airports, trains, all of that. But some of the other things in there are things you go, why is that in there? We should, if it's an infrastructure bill, it makes sense that most of it would be infrastructure. It's going to create a lot of jobs. Happy to welcome back Frank V. Vernuccio Jr. from New York City. Frank, my friend, how are you?
Stevie J., it's great to be with you again.
Editor-in-Chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Again, you've worked for both Republican and Democratic administrations. You call it as you seize it. Okay, so when you say infrastructure, my mind goes to roads and bridges and things like that, but sometimes politicians throw stuff on top of the heap to get them in.
Well, that's exactly right, Stevie J. And the Biden administration's policy so far with infrastructure has been to include what most Americans would consider standard welfare-type projects under the rubric, though, of infrastructure as a way of selling it to the public. Now, the debate between the Republicans and the Democrats on this one, we recently saw several negotiating sessions at the White House, shows that there is a significant gap in both the dollars that they want to spend on infrastructure and on even defining what infrastructure is. Biden is down to about $1.7 trillion, which is a heck of a lot of money. The Republicans are talking about $928 billion, but the Republicans want to spend it on parks, rather on public transit, broadband, airports, roads, bridges, that sort of thing. The Democrats continue to want to spend it on a variety of what we would consider, for the most part, welfare type programs.
Like what?
Well, again, things like food stamps, programs, again, the traditional welfare-type programs. The Biden administration is calling these human infrastructure, which is a nice turn of phrase, but again, it's not what most people consider to be standard infrastructure, like roads and bridges, things of that sort.
I know why they do that, because they can say, you're against good roads and bridges if you don't vote for food stamps. Why can't we separate and say, this is going to be a roads and bridges bill, and then let's do a food stamps bill? Why can't we just separate the stuff?
Stevie J, you're asking the central question of politics about why bills in Congress, why bills from the government, never seem to be what they are advertised to be. They always get great names, which are good for selling to the public, but then you read the fine print, and they're doing something, in many cases, totally different than what they're advertised to do.
So I got to live with that. Is that essentially what you're saying? Is that why everybody's so frustrated with government, because stuff like this just continues to happen?
To a great extent, and to some extent, it's also part of split government. Right now, the compromises that you generally see when you have a balance of power between Democrats and Republicans doesn't exist very much at all, because the Democrats, in a bit of a surprise in the 2020 election, not only took the presidency, but took the House and the Senate as well. So we're going to see a lot more of the Democrats introducing bills that say one thing, but do something totally opposite.
Well, Frankie, you've got the Democrats who, when I think Democrat, you know, me growing up with people that I disagree with, it was, you know, able to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And guys like Paul Simon with the bow tie.
That's right.
I mean, back when we really did talk amongst ourselves and we'd argue our brains out and go to dinner after that. I mean, now it's like, why is the Democrat in the sense of the word staying Democrat when you have the progressive, which I look at as entirely different?
Well, you're actually right. My own personal history, I worked in both Democrat and Republican administrations. That could never happen in today's environment. It has become so partisan. And certainly what you think of as the traditional Democratic Party of John Kennedy, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, even Harry Truman, that party bluntly doesn't exist any longer. It's now the party of Elizabeth Warren, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and so forth, and Bernie Sanders. Although Bernie Sanders didn't win the Democratic primaries, his policies won the Democratic Party and hence won the presidency. Although the name on the door is Joe Biden, the policies in the briefing book say Bernie Sanders.
But why does the traditional, if you say they don't exist, I say they're just quiet and dormant because they're afraid. Why is the tail wagging the dog?
Because the leadership of the Democratic Party sees the younger wing of the party as being up and coming, and they are afraid to challenge it. That's why Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, the two leaders in Congress, seem to bend more towards the AOCs and the Rashida Tlaibs than they do to the standard Democrats like Joe Manchin, for example, of West Virginia.
Will Joe Manchin hold up, do you think, Frank, through all the pressure?
I think he will, because I think it's in his interest to do so, and I think he has firm beliefs that are more traditional Democratic Party beliefs than progressive beliefs. Going forward, if the Democratic Party, I think, wants to recapture a lot of its core elements, including blue-collar workers, Jewish voters, and so forth, They're going to have to come back to the middle and away from the radical wing that right now appears to be very dominant in the party.
Yep. Frank, how do people find you, reach you, read your stuff?
Thanks for asking. We're at usagovpolicy.com.
Always a pleasure, Frank. Thanks for your time again. Have a great weekend.
Look forward to our next discussion.
Me too. Frank V. Vernuccio, Jr.
USAGovPolicy.com.
ESPN 93.5. All righty, let's check your sports headlines.
Well, the White Sox won 4-1 over Detroit, but not so much for the teams here at Stevie J Broadcasting. Let's start out, since we're your home for the Cardinals, with Cincinnati's win 4-2 with the Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals had a 2-1 lead after one, only to have a home run by Jesse Winker with two outs in the second inning off Adam Wainwright. Turned the night around for Cincinnati. The Reds added on later and won 4-2.
Wainwright gave up his runs early, gave up three of them, but vintage Adam Wainwright, he was able to go seven innings to at least give the Cardinals a chance to win. They had two runners on in the ninth inning. Had the tying run at first base with nobody out, but a bunt play went awry, and the inning didn't go anywhere, and unfortunately the Cardinals lose the first game of the homestand 4-2.
What do you look for out of Kwon Young Kim, as Kim has struggled to get past the middle part of a ball game in his start so far in 2021?
Hoping he was watching Adam Wainwright yesterday in game one, just finding ways to get outs differently and getting into that sixth and seventh inning. That's the next step for Kwon Young Kim.
Kim will pitch against Luis Castillo. Kim 1-3, Castillo 1-8, and we're on the air at 6:20 with game two in the series after the Reds won last night 4-2.
I really like the look of this year's Cardinals team, but there's another lineup that has never let me down. It's the lineup of stories that Cardinals Magazine delivers every single issue. If you want to get the most out of following the Cardinals, Cardinals Magazine brings it with the perfect mix of inside information and personal player stories. Start a subscription at cardinals.com/magazine or call 314-345-9000. Cardinals Magazine, it's all here.
Well, not so much for the Cubs this time, even though they've had the winning ways going on. It had to end sometime, right?
First loss to a California team. I mean, they swept the Dodgers.
Right.
They swept the Padres.
That's right.
And this is the first time they've lost to a California team this year.
And I don't know. Are the Giants supposed to be real good?
No.
Or was it just they burnt their wick?
The Giants are in first.
Oh, wow.
The Giants have blown out the league. They can't believe the Giants are even talking to the Padres and Dodgers. And apparently, they're pretty good.
Okay. Well, the final yesterday was 7-2, 8:45 start over on US 105.9. If you want to catch the action this evening and into the weekend,
mm-hmm.
Jake Arrieta on the mound for the Chicago Cubs. Of course, we're in the stretch of the playoffs for NHL action. Boston over the New York Islanders in overtime 2-1. Boston leads that series 2-1. And Carolina over Tampa Bay 3-2 in overtime also. But Tampa Bay leading that series 2-1. Phoenix Suns get through and beat the LA Lakers. This is the first time in 18 years that LeBron James has gone down in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think...
Or we do.
Yeah, but LeBron has gone political on him.
I
mean, it's like there's half the country that don't even like him anymore.
That's right.
Because he said, I'm tired of police hunting black people.
That's right.
What?
That's just where we're at, Stevie. Denver Nuggets over the Portland Trail Blazers, 126-115. So that's a Monday matchup, Phoenix Suns and Denver Nuggets.
Well,
LA Clippers and Dallas Mavericks in action tonight. Mavericks up 3-2 in that series.
Let's not forget Brian Randall, former Illini, is assistant basketball coach for the Phoenix Suns.
All right, I'm now rooting for the Suns.
Yeah, absolutely. We all are rooting for the Suns.
Thanks for that mention.
Way to go, Brian.
Exactly. Go Illini.
Excited. Yep, okay. Well, you got a Stever offer this morning. It's a new air conditioner. I'm going to help you buy it. If you are in the market, I will explain. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather and brought to you by the state of Illinois. And I have no idea where the copy went. Stand by.
Get your vaccination. Or you can
brought
do
you
it
by
after
the state of Illinois, okay. The vaccine to protect against COVID-19 now available to all Illinoisans. Get yours for free at over 1,000 sites across the state.
Wow.
Appointments go fast, so expect a brief wait. The end of the pandemic is in sight. Do your part. Find out more. Coronavirus.illinois.gov.
Up to 88 with the sunshine. Clear, low 64 tonight. Sunshine tomorrow, high 89, low 65. 87 on Sunday, partly cloudy. Right now, 69 on ESPN 93.5.
We'll check your Fox Business Minute. Coming up next, Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny, 10 minutes away.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, Busey Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. Busey's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, a champion for purpose and progress since 1868. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We will know shortly. The May jobs report could help show whether attempts to fill millions of jobs are succeeding as the economy reopens much faster than anyone had expected. Economists predicted improvement for May with 650,000 jobs added, compared with April's disappointing gain of 266,000. The unemployment rate is projected to fall from 6.1% to 5.9%, according to Refinitiv. President Biden signaling he could accept a narrower infrastructure package that doesn't include raising the corporate tax rate, calling for a minimum corporate tax of 15% for the nation's largest companies. As restaurants nationwide look to automation to reduce labor costs, McDonald's is testing out voice ordering technology at around 10 drive-thrus in the Chicago area. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Sal Chiangrasso, invested in you.
Nation presents podcasts, Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, the wisdom of 16 women and their lessons for today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champagne.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champagne, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampagne.com.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Do you want to do something nice for your family? How about the gift of time and less work? Introducing the Wash and Dry Club from Country Squire Cleaners. Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet and deliver it back to your home 3 days later. Laundry done, $25 a week for 25 pounds. The Wash and Dry Club, Country Squire Cleaners, Round Barn in Champaign. Call 356-9422 for complete details. 356-9422. Call today. All right, they're doing a nice thing for Jeff Creel, the hero that was involved in that horrific night 2.5 weeks ago.
Who was shot 3 times.
Yeah, the officer from Champaign that took the life of Chris Oberheim. They're doing something in Mahomet at Grace Church, 5:30 to 7 tomorrow night. Chief Metzler asks that people who want to just do the drive-through, you drive-through, drop off a card.
Mm-hmm.
You go on from the east side. And then if you want to actually park and go talk to Jeff Creel, you can do that, but they want you to park. You enter from the west to the parking lot. I think it's 800 Oak, is it, in Mahomet?
Yeah.
It's Grace Church tomorrow, 5:30 to 7. And this man was shot 3 times, and apparently he's going to meet and greet for 90 minutes and And so you can, I would think there'll be a outpouring here. Just plan accordingly. From the east, if you're driving through, dropping off a card. From the west, if you want to park.
And that's 5:30 to 7 tomorrow night.
Yep. Stay and chat a while. Well, look at there. It's going to be near 90. It's going to get hot.
Yeah.
If that AC goes down, and you're probably thinking, I'm on toothpicks and thin thread here, I can help you buy an air conditioner, part of the Stever deal. I said it was going to be a big one to this morning, and it is. It's $1,000 from me, $1,000 bill, which there actually is a $1,000 bill. You'd have to go see Mary Liddy at the Gold Nugget. They sell those as like investment bills now.
Okay.
The highest bill you can get in circulation is the $100 bill, but there's a $1,000 bill. Anyway, okay. I'm giving you $1,000. This is for ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Who doesn't like Mike and Gina Cribbett?
Always be comfortable.
Mike and Gina, and you and Gina are sisters now.
That's right.
Both dwindling away to nothing. Diane is now over 60 pounds lost.
It's true.
Gina has jumped on this bandwagon.
With Profile by Sanford and dropped 25.
Well, last time I saw Gina Cribbett, I said, don't turn sideways. I won't see you.
There you go.
Same with Diane. Where'd you? Oh, you turned sideways. Anyway, congratulations on another 5 pounds for Diane Ducey.
Yes, it's true.
Man.
I'm getting closer to that goal.
Well, here you go. Keep it going. You're looking great. And you would never have been able to walk those 2 miles to Wrigley Field without that.
I couldn't believe
it. There's no way you could have done it.
Yeah, I mean, this was a burning week for sure.
60 days, 90 days. 6 months ago, you wouldn't be able to make that walk.
That's right.
You did. 2 days
I did
ago.
Fine.
Unbelievable.
I know.
See what that can do for you folks, and it can happen for you. Profile by Sanford.
It's profileplan.com to get that free consultation. Enter that code DD.
Okay, so ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. I've got an Amana 13 SEER 3-ton coil indoor coil, ECHO-B3 thermostat. They're fancy. New air conditioning pad, a line set. Upgraded 4.5-inch filter for better filtration. Everything, labor, tax, all in for $4,800. And what you can certainly do is if you're interested, obviously I'm not going to promise my $1,000 to you, and you're not going to promise you're going to buy one, but you can check into it.
Right.
And that's all we're looking for right now are people that would be interested. This covers 3,000 square feet. $4,800 is the overall all-in number, but with my $1,000, it's $3,800 for your new air conditioning system. This is a very good price, unless you're a mechanical installer type do-it-yourself where you can't beat that price, but you'll be able to do your homework and check, and everybody does, and we sell air conditioners because the price is good with my $1,000. Why do we do it? It's part of the Stever program where you spend my money. And then we get good people matched with you, like ABC Heating and Air Conditioning.
Yeah, we want to spotlight some terrific businesses. Yep. I just looked on their recommendations. The tech guy who assisted me, very friendly, extremely knowledgeable. The install crew was prompt and courteous. These are some of the things you'll see at abcheatingandac.com.
So if you want to look into this deal, 217-359-2255. Simply text me ABC. And then we'll know you're interested in the Amana 13 SEER 3-ton coil indoor coil. I read words that I have no idea what they mean, but it is an air conditioning system from Amana. And if you look at the reviews for Amana, they're certainly one of the absolute best in the business. And ABC's done that for 50 years with Amana.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 217-359-2255. You know you kind of needed to address this. Maybe today's the day to look into this. And boy, will you be happy with your efficiency. I'm pretty darn sure you're going to like your electric bill and everything else when you get a brand new system that really cools. Because if it goes down these days, you're going to be really hurting. So maybe you want to address that. $3,800 is the all-in number for a new air conditioner from Amana and ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Simply type in ABC and text it to express interest in looking into the deal today on your Stever offer. All right, 217-359-2255 if you want to look into this.
ABC.
ABC. This is June 4th, one of the greatest days in my life with the triplets being born. It was such a community event. I talked all about it. People said, oh my gosh, we remember that day. I don't know how many people in the last month have said, we remember that day. They're 24 years old. And Janet and I are one of the 0.1% of humans that have triplets. So very few have this. And Johnny said it was always exponential, meaning we were feeding 27 babies. Three cubed would be 27. Wow. Three times three times three.
Okay.
And sometimes it did, in fact, feel like 27
people. A lot of bottles and diapers.
A lot of bottles and diapers. I had. If there would have been an Olympic trial for speed diaper changing, I think I could have done it.
Excellent.
I could change three babies 2 minutes and get them laughing.
Excellent.
Tickle up the belly there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Really good at it in the day, but not anymore. All right. It's 729 New York, 729 in Champaign-Urbana. Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny standing by for our Friday chat. Stand by.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champaign.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champaign, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampaign.com.
Parkland College summer classes start June 7th. As spaces reopen and life moves in a more positive direction, prepare to move with it by earning your degree or career certificate. Save a ton on your bachelor's degree with Parkland's transferable credits, or get back to work with in-demand short-term training in IT, manufacturing, business, construction, and more. Parkland even offers funding programs that help you cover your tuition. So don't get left behind. Register now at parkland.edu.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Millions of Americans could find eviction notices on their doors when a ban expires this month across most states, one group pushing back against the moratorium in place in September.
The landlord group, led by the Alabama Association of Realtors, says the CDC overstepped its authority when it stopped renters from being evicted during the pandemic. The ban, which was enacted during the Trump administration, is set to end on June 30th. The landlord group filed an emergency petition yesterday with the Supreme Court, saying a May 5th decision by a lower court that nullified the CDC's ban should go into effect immediately. While a federal judge ruled in favor of the group last month, they stayed that ruling to give the Biden administration a chance to appeal.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers and the May jobs report just in, showing 559,000 jobs created. That's below expectations. The unemployment rate, 5.8%. America's listening to Fox News.
PDR Automotive has been in business since 1973. That's 12 presidential elections. PDR can service your vehicle, whether it's powered by gasoline, diesel fuel, hybrid, or totally electric. Change is inevitable, but one thing you can always count on being consistent is PDR and their ability to service your vehicle no matter what you drive. Specializing in advanced electrical systems. Online at PDRauto.com. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481.
Capturing the moments in life that matter most is now easier than ever at Prairie Gardens. Imagine the possibilities. Forever preserving those special photos, a family heirloom, artwork that speaks to your heart. Because at Prairie Gardens, you name it, the PG experts will frame it. Every handcrafted custom frame is expertly designed with you and comes with a lifetime guarantee. So when you're ready to frame the moments that matter most, you'll find your framing experts waiting for you at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, boutique, and your custom framing experts.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm. Did you know that the largest security monitoring company in our area has been sold? You will if you try to give them a call.
All of our representatives are currently busy.
When it comes to your home security and peace of mind, the last thing anyone wants to hear is,
the estimated hold time is currently 96 minutes.
Don't be left on hold. Trust the local and family-owned company who have been doing this for almost 50 years. Trust Barcom. Find out more about what Barcom can do for you at 217-679-2387. They'll actually...
Barcom Security.
Answer the phone.
Yeah. They do answer the phone, Barcom Securities. All right, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, brought to you by Max Twin City Recycling.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Our weekend weather is warming up. Diane, what do we got?
Looks great, Stevie. Up to 88 with sunshine, a clear sky with a low 63 into the evening tonight. Tomorrow we're up to 89, mostly sunny, down to 66. 86 the high on Sunday, down to 69. Right now we're at 69 on ESPN 93.5.
It is Friday. Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny. Johnny's down in New Orleans, Louisiana. Johnny!
Well, good morning, Stevie J.
Coach Mike.
Happy birthday to the triplets, Steve.
Yeah.
A big day. Coach, our triplets turned 24 today. It was 24 years ago today that Janet and I went in the hospital, and I watched my amazing wife give birth to three children in 1 minute, Coach. It was 1 minute.
Wow. Wow.
It was
unbelievable.
12:18, 12:18, 30, and 12:19. When we finally got back to the room, it took a little while. I called Johnny, and he had dry mouth, you told me, because I hadn't called.
Yeah, you hadn't called. And by the way, Stevie, in the old days in Russia, they used to have Hero Mother of Russia. They would have 10 kids, so they were Hero Mothers of Russia. But I think Janet might be a Hero Mother of the U.S. because she had three babies in 1 minute. And don't forget, every one of them weighed over 5 pounds. Try that.
Yeah, it was.
Try that.
It was 4'8", 4'14", and 5'13". 16 pounds, 2 ounces, Mike. 16 pounds, 2 ounces. It was. Wow. And then, Coach, we got home. And it was like we had three babies. We were trying to get everybody. Nathaniel was only four, and so we four little children. We get home, and I say, Janet, why don't you lie down? I'll get some bottles. And she said, but we're breastfeeding. I said, we are? We are? And so it was every 2 hours for 6 months. Noon, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, midnight, 2, 4, 6 months, Coach. Wow.
Well, you can't say enough for women and wives because they go through a lot, and it's fantastic. That's great meat.
Well, I got to tell you, Mike, I found out Stevie J had more friends around town who helped than anybody I've ever met in my life. He doesn't have any left.
No.
But you made it.
No, you're right. I'm pretty alone at night, but you know what? I had to burn all those chips earlier, but it was amazing.
Right.
It was an amazing community event. It was almost like Lucy and Desi having Desi Arnaz Jr.
Yeah, you know, because you've been on the air and they had it front page of the paper. I think Benjamin was up there, and it was a lot of fun. And they're 24. How old are we?
24.
Anyway?
I don't know. Coach, it appears that we're all aging, but the world seems to go faster as we get older too, Johnny. I don't quite understand all that.
No, that's true. It does. Yeah. Well, it's June 4th. I mean, read it and weep.
Yeah. It goes quickly, Coach. The time flies. I mean, the 85 Bears were a while ago. You're still iconic because of that season, and yet that's been 36 years ago. Isn't that amazing?
Well, it was a great group of guys. I mean, I don't think about the past that much, but it was a great, you know, for 1 year it was a great mission. It did right.
Yeah. Okay, a few things in the headlines. Coach Mike Krzyzewski, the Duke coach, is going to retire with the most wins at over 1,000. Was 1,100. I mean, Coach K was pretty darn good. He's going to go one more year at Duke, kind of a farewell tour, Mike.
I'll tell you what a great guy he is. Not only a great coach, but a great man and a great guy. And he's a great example and a great teacher for those young men.
Well, I'll tell you, Stevie, I was going into Memphis back when we had our rigging company, and he was recruiting it there with for the Duke Blue Devils. And Dan Merrill, my man, said, Coach, my boss is going to be here in a few minutes. If you leave, he'll fire me. And, you know, he hung around for 5 minutes waiting for me. And we talked for a few minutes. And I'll never forget. It was 2004. And we were talking about that Duke game with Illinois in the tournament. I think Lule made some crazy shot or something. And he walked about 10 steps away. Coach, he turns around and he looks at me and he points. He goes, "You guys got a really good team up there this year." And he walked away. And that was 04.
That was the 05 team. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's
a class act.
Long, long career. But now, coach, in college basketball, boy, has the landscape changed. There's 1,500 college basketball players that are transferring. The NCAA has given them a window to transfer one time in their career, and there's 1,500. And then all of a sudden, you've got this name and image and likeness. Now college players can get paid for that. And so how is that all going to be managed? Boy, the landscape in college sports, and listen, it's a billion-dollar business, and there's a lot of money out there, but how they're going to manage all that with the, quote, student-athletes, Johnny, I don't know.
Well, it's complicated, and yeah, it's different, Mike. It's the real hard line on amateurism is gone. It started going when we left the pros. Yeah, and so, but it was hard to do, and frankly, I've always been at least on the fence, if not more, on the players getting something for it. They have an education, which is very valuable, by the way, these days. But like you say, a billion-dollar business, and it's a full-time job, Mike, these days. It's, you know, it's all year round. It's amazing what they
if people forget to get the education. That thing is worth a lot of money if you use it properly. And that's the point. They don't look at it that way, the education part of it.
Yeah, but if you pay one star player $10,000, you represent my car dealership, and he's driving around in a Lexus, and then the other guy scores more points and is getting squat, and in the locker room, I would think that'd be a little chemistry thing of jealousy, or I'm better, why aren't I getting those deals? And the universities are going to hire these social media gurus to market these players. It's just opened up a can of worms. I don't think we've thought 10 layers down on the effects of all this.
Yeah, I don't know about
you're
the effect.
You're exactly right. That's true.
I don't think the chemistry will be a problem. It's just that age, it's like, whatever, good for you. But, yeah, I don't know. When you start, now the social media experts and who knows who else, that's a problem. You start staffing up for something like that, Coach, it just can only go bad.
Yeah,
so. That's for sure.
Well, LeBron James is out in the first round of the NBA playoffs for the first time. And I'm sorry, as great a player, maybe one of the absolute greatest, I'm still kind of a Michael Jordan guy, but LeBron, phenomenal. But because of the tweet about the Columbus, Ohio police officer saying he's tired of police hunting black people, he's lost support, including from me. Why do they have to get into the political scene, Mike?
Well, they're not thinking because it doesn't do them any good. It doesn't do anybody any good, really. So, I mean, it's a shame.
Yeah, you know, too, Coach, those guys get so, I don't know, well-known. They really do want to run things. They called LeBron the king, and he's kind of run his show for a long time, and that's kind of the modern superstar. And, Coach, you've never gotten like that. And I was thinking, Stevie,
a modern superstar either.
Steve on this. One of the highlights of my week, by far, is talking to Coach Mike Dick every Friday. Coach, it's so good hearing you. And you never did get anything like that, ever, no matter what success you had. And I think that's what you got to fight as you get some notoriety.
Well, the thing with Mike Ditka, as iconic as you are, Coach, there's not a pretentious bone in your body. You understand your fame, but you don't. You're kind to people. You sign stuff. You did all your stuff, but you never really believed it. And yet, usually when people tell you how great you are all the time, people believe it. They start believing it. You never did.
Well, you know what you are and who you are, and you play the game because you love the game. You play the game hard because that's who you are. I mean, it's not a complicated thing. If you don't want to play the game with all of your talent and the best of your talent, don't play it. But if you're going to play it the best you can.
But as you got well known and to maintain a level of humility, that's a really very rare thing, Coach. And everybody loves you for it. It's just amazing.
I remember when Randy Moss did something, and you said, Mike, you said you have to respect people. You have to treat them with respect. And again, the big today modern superstar with 50 million people on their social media, they think they're king of the world and they can run
for. And that's what I'd probably be the same way, Coach. I just never was that good at anything. But it'll just destroy you. It's just amazing how that works.
Well, we have something going on called critical race theory. This essentially is founded on the basis that America is founded because of slavery. Everybody that is white is racist, whether they know it or not. And here's something that has gone viral with a father and his daughter. And I wanted you to hear this about critical race theory, where essentially everything is about your color.
Daddy teaches you can be anything in this world that you want to be, right? Don't Daddy teach you that?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white or any color.
Doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, yellow. Right?
Black.
And how we treat people is based on who they are and not what color
nice.
They are.
And if they're nice and smart.
See? This is how children think right here. Critical race theory wants to end that. Not with my children. It's not going to happen. My baby's going to know that no matter what she wants to be in life, all she has to do is work hard, and she can become that.
Work hard even though you don't know anyone. You can make friends.
Yeah, you can make friends no matter what color they are. So we need to stop CRT, period, point blank. Children do not see skin color, man. They love everybody. If they're good people, they love them.
We pray for people that are hurt.
Yeah, and Dr. Martin Luther King, Mike, his whole premise on the I Have a Dream speech was, I have a dream that someday my four young children will be judged by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. That's so true. I mean, it's exactly, he hit it right on the button a long time ago. And that's what it's all about. It's about the person.
Well, and the critical race theory is critically racist. I mean, it doesn't really matter who's the target. You're no more racist if you are biased against Asians or black Americans or it doesn't matter, or whites. Now it's white. It's just our turn is all they're saying. Yeah. And it's wrong. Racism, it doesn't matter who the target is. The target doesn't like it. I don't like it. I don't like that thought because I don't think I'm racist. And of course, I'm being told, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
And that's just wrong, Coach. And we've kind of tried to get by that.
Well, you know you're not. And it doesn't matter what people tell you about being racist. If you're not racist, if you don't think that way.
But
I never thought that way because I grew up in a community that was heavily black populated. And I played with them in every sport. And I found out early in life that they were the best athletes.
Yeah, Stevie, too, by the way, if you look at the kids, like it sounds like 5 or 6 years old, but they have no clue.
No.
4, 5, and 6. They don't notice anything.
Yeah.
It's just another kid, and they'll notice whether they're nice or not, but they really are colorblind, and then we start talking as we get older, and it just...
Well, I mean, is it fair to say you come out, you're 2, 3 years old, you play with anybody, doesn't matter, but then we learn prejudice and hate and ignorance, don't we? We kind of learn that.
Well, that's what they're teaching. They're forcing classes on people about it. That's forcing them, and you don't even want to sit and hear some of it, but you got to do it as part of whatever career you're in or organization that does it. So, yeah, Mike, that's a bad thing, and it's amazing how openly they're pushing that, and that's where I just think they're going too far in this far left.
I agree.
I think... Coach, I remember Abraham Lincoln, he said, you can fool all the people some of the time, and of course some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time, and that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. So. All right, Candace Owen, I'm a big fan of Candace Owen. Here's what she said about that little girl.
To hear her say that, to know that there are still parents that are raising their children correctly, to know that there's still, a adorable minority girl, a black girl, who's saying that this is the stuff that matters, and we have so many adults that are trying to pervert that, to make you believe that children should see race, that they should only see things in terms of either oppression or privilege. So, kudos to her. I hope she does more videos. I really do think she's a talent, and she makes it's so simple.
Yeah, so sweet and innocent, and that's what kids are. They don't. You don't see a 4-year-old say, "I'm not playing with you because you're black." They don't do that.
Yeah.
They just don't do that. And it's just to teach this and have this in the schools, and school districts all over the country are adopting this. And so the little white child's going to go home saying, apparently I'm racist and I don't even know it. That's the whole, it's just crazy stuff.
And to be honest, it's more than wrong. It's in terms of just mistaken. It's criminal. And it's causing, and it will continue to cause problems. That's all.
Okay, the supersonic jet. Coach, had you ever flown on the Concorde back in the day?
I'm sure I have, but I'm not positive. I couldn't say for sure.
Johnny, they're bringing it back.
Really?
Yep.
It's about time.
Yeah, Johnny's flown a number of times. He took me on one of those.
Well, I mean, they're not bringing the 70s Concorde. They must be redesigning a supersonic jet.
They are. United has purchased 15 of them. I think they begin flights and testings in about 3 years. I think by the end of this decade, the supersonic jet will be back, but there's negotiations with every country and all these other things they got to go through. But the design with the picture I saw, it was, you know, real thin fuselage. I mean, it looked kind of the same, but I know that they've got to make sure the thing is not going to have problems, obviously. But Johnny took me, Coach, in one of those. It was amazing. You flew one time with Liza Minnelli in front of you or something.
Yeah, she was too. I wanted to sing Cabaret, but she was sleeping. Darn it.
Well, and it was, what was it, New? It was, I think, JFK Airport, flew from JFK to Paris, Charles de Gaulle, in 3.5 hours. That was unreal. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, and I think my guess, and I haven't read about this, so I'm going to have to do some checking now, but I'm guessing they're going to be able to fly over land, because they really worked on reducing the sound, the footprint of the sound for the sonic booms, so they just couldn't fly over the continents, which really limited it. And so if they solve that over 50 years, then we really have something, Coach. You can go, you know, L.A., New York will be like 45 minutes.
That'd be nuts. That's crazy. Well, Coach, we appreciate you. You're a great American. We hope you win the gin rummy match today at Bobolink. You're a dominant player. That's what I hear. So we appreciate always hearing your voice and talking to you, Coach. We thank you so much. Johnny, thank you.
I love you guys. You take care.
All right.
God bless.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate you. Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, ESPN 93.5 on Fridays. It's always a pleasure to hear from Coach and Johnny. All right, ESPN 93.5, check your weekend weather here coming up. Going to get warmer. Our Stever offer is the new air conditioner from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. We're offering an Amana 13 SEER 3-ton coil, indoor coil, Ecobee 3 thermostat. It's a $4,800 all-in. I'm kicking in $1,000 to help you buy your air conditioner. And if you have any interest at all, just express it by texting ABC to 217-359-2255, and then you'll get a call later, and just kind of, you're just investigating at this point. You're not committing. I'm not committing. We just want to know if you're interested. If you or somebody you know is needing an air conditioner, and it's going to get really warm, and if you got an old one, So if you are interested, and you can figure this number out, it's $3,800 all in. After everything, with my $1,000, that's taxes, installation, the labor and everything on an install for an air conditioner is a little more complicated.
Yeah.
And so I want to help you with this if you have interest. 217-359-2255. Simply text ABC if you are interested in our Stever offer this morning. All right, let's check your weather.
We've got a high 88 with the sunshine, clear and a low 63 into the evening tonight. I know there's a festival in Farmer City with Heritage Days going on, some live music outside. They got a great weekend for that. Mostly sunny with a high 89 tomorrow, down to 66. 86 on Sunday with partly cloudy conditions, down to 69. The Festival of Quilts is also happening. Crisis Nursery has an event out at Pear Tree Estates. It's a great day. Temperatures currently at 69. ESPN 93.5.
At Forward from Rastavi, Georgia, number 15, Georgie B.
Hey, it's me, Georgie B. My last 4 years in Champaign have been amazing, amazing, amazing. But the fun doesn't have to stop. Get down to Game Day Spirit to find the exclusive Georgie B. t-shirt collection. You will be glad you did. It's always a great day to have a great day at Game Day Spirit, baby. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Yes, sir.
Attention, a virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies in Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cybersecurity need. Take us home, Lieutenant.
The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, disease, and insect control. Over 32 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com.
People that were sending there on that Stever deal have been pretty happy. Their lawns are greener and getting greener yet. Spring Green has been around for a long time and they're local. I mean, I love all of you, but I love local.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more because of the pandemic.
That's right.
And the stresses it put on some. And it's really the whole, you know, pandemic situation has been so weird from the standpoint of some local businesses, depending on what you're doing, have absolutely had the best year of their life, and they feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
They're going, yeah, it's so bad. And they're going, you know, we made more money than we ever did in our life.
Right, right.
And then others are going, we've closed.
Yeah.
We went out of business.
Or we don't have the staff. We don't necessarily want to attract more customers because we don't know if we can handle it.
It's unbelievable the disparity, you know, in this age of the young people thinking socialism is the way, in this age of unbelievable duress and stress and anxiety, we have this boomer bust thing, and it's very different. We've all never been through this.
Well, I get it. People get jealous of the people who have everything, the wealth factor and all that. And I feel like that's what the core of socialism is share.
Well, the whole thing is, yeah, you go to work and I need you to help the guy that's laying on the couch playing video. And you're going, that doesn't seem fair. Well, what are you, greedy? What's wrong with you? Don't you care for your brother? No, what you want your brother to do is be self-reliant. And get out there, roll up their sleeves, and work their butt off because that's what you're given the chance to do here.
Well, in today's culture, you watch all these housewives of yada, 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 and you see all these people who have all this money and they're doing all this stuff, and I guess it's just jealous, and I don't know.
You know what? The thing that is certain with America is that you have, number one, certain that you have an opportunity. Certain. You can wake up, pick your direction, and go. Number two, certain there'll be setbacks and you're getting knocked down. 100%. It's never going to be completely perfect. It's not. The question is not that you're knocked down. It's what you do when you get knocked down. Do you blame people? Do you get bitter? Do you stop working? Do you give up?
Right.
If you have persistence and you don't give up, regardless of how fair or unfair it is, it wasn't fair that the government shut down businesses and called others essential. That's not fair. Walmart gained 81%, is it? I mean, the small mom and pops took the biggest hit. And they're the ones that are hanging on by a thread. And the other people are booming. And the bigger you were, the bigger. I mean, Jeff Bezos is worth $200 billion.
Wow.
He's Amazon's guy. All right, good for Jeff Bezos. But it wasn't fair that the corner supermarket or the little guy with the little restaurant were creamed because of politicians saying you can and can't do this, this, and this, but you can go cram into Costco's line because their lawyers are bigger and have better suits. I mean, it's just, it is such a dispute. So that happens. The point is that happens. So yep. What are you going to do? You keep figuring it out. You get tired. It wasn't fair. Yeah, we understand that. A whole lot of life isn't fair. Now that you know that, what are you going to do? And then if you really need to stay positive, you need to feed the positive. You don't hang around with people that bring you down. You just don't. Well, they're family. Okay, you love them. You be around as much as you can, but if you're going to have people continually telling you what you can't do, you don't be around that because it affects you.
Yes.
It affects you.
Absolutely.
You must surround yourself with information and material that lifts you up, and you keep feeding it.
You don't let people tell you what you can and can't do. There's too many examples of people that do.
There's some people that have complained and aren't doing for themselves that I've had to separate from, and I thought I could help and change them.
You need to make sure that the stuff coming in your brain helps you grow and be better.
That's right.
That's your choice. But you hear from guys like Nick Vojnicic yesterday, who was born with no arms and no legs, and he's done what he has done with his life. Don't tell me you can't. That's just not true. It's what your brain's telling you can't.
That's right.
You can do anything. We live in the greatest country, and that's why it hurts me so much when people disparage how bad we all are. I'm not buying into it, and I don't want to hear it. So I know how you believe. Now I'm leaving. I'm not listening anymore.
You've always been an up-with-people kind of guy, Stevie.
You just believe that you can. And isn't it better to live your life when you believe you can versus you think you can't? It isn't. You choose that. I told the kids all the time, choose happy.
Mm-hmm.
Choose happy. You can
for
do
sure.
that. You can go that direction. And it matters around your office. It matters around your team. If you're around negative people, it tends to make you negative. You just can't. You have to love them and leave them. You cannot help everybody, and you can't be around toxic. It hurts you.
You're right.
We'll be back after that. I didn't know where that came from. The news is next. I believe we're going to hear from our triplets because it's their birthday.
Excellent.
Stand by, and we'll catch up. So many are asking me, what are they doing now? We'll let them tell you. The news, Fox News is next. We have our Steve offer. ABC is what you text if you want to inquire about a new air conditioner system for $4,800 with my $1,000.
217-359-2255.
It's $3,800 all in, taxes included, installation and everything. All right, we'll be right back. It's 8 o'clock. You're